This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. Is this now? I know the start of the NFL season is always busy for you guys because you have so many games to go over. But is this when betting really begins to pick up as people get into the NFC, the AFC championship games, and then all that money starts to pour in on Super Bowl bets?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the games are going to be big this weekend, and then with Super Bowl, the props really start to take off because props are kind of more of a niche market for most of the year for us bettors, and we're kind of hammering these things every night. But during those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl especially, people just love to bet on those props, and they kind of put them in office pools and whatnot. So we do see a lot of action on bets that people usually don't end up making throughout other parts of the year.
And now, I know most of the prop bets have been taken. I mean, as far as, coin flips and who catches the first pass and first tackle and all that kind of stuff. What's some of the weirder stuff that's out there that people really clamor for? Can you think of it off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, so today on I'll Take That Bet, actually, we just taped, there are Super Bowl halftime props. So, for example, one I talked about on air was there's a prop for whether Andre 3000 of Outkast will make a surprise appearance on stage with his his fellow group member Big Boy, and you can bet yes or no to that. So if you guys want to see where the value is, you can tune in to the show.
Okay, there's no prop bet on whether or not fans will either think they do or do not suck when it comes to Maroon 5, is there? Because I got to be honest. Look, Maroon 5's got some good songs. They got some stuff that I like. But in the grand scheme of things, man, it's not Prince. It's not U2. It's not some of the better ones that we've seen. It's kind of like, I wonder where the NFL's going next, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this year especially, they probably, with all that's gone on, socially over these past couple of years, I think the NFL is going to have a little trouble sometimes, booking acts for these shows because, even with, Big Boy and Travis Scott, who will also be performing, there was a lot of backlash, in the hip-hop community. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds going forward.
I want the Stones to do it one more time because I want the over and under on whether or not, not Mick Jagger, but Keith Richards actually dies on stage or just is already dead and doesn't know it. That guy's never going to go away.
Dark, man, dark. Props on I try to stay away from the death props personally. it's funny enough, though, I've actually seen, not related to the Super Bowl, but I have seen, death props on some sites. Like, I forget who it was, but I think maybe, Bill Cosby or somebody, will he die before set date? Like, those things are dark, man. I don't think I want to make money off anything.
No, I never want to see Keith Richards go away because I think he's fantastic. Make no mistake about it. But people just I just keep waiting. He was here in Wisconsin, here in Milwaukee not too long ago, and people clamored to go see these guys because they said, well, it's not that you're going to see the Stones. It's that you want to see them before they're dead. Because at some point, the hard living catches up to you. But that guy, I think he is dead, and it's an animatronic myself.
Oh, man. I mean, the listeners must be like, what did we just tune into?
Yeah, what'd you tune into? I get it. We don't want to do the death bets. There's no Deadpool on this program, that's for sure. Hey, let's get into the Rams and the Saints. They started at what? They started at about three and a half, something like that?
Yeah, the line opened at 3.5. It was at 3.5 for a good part of this week, but did recently, I would say within the last 24 hours or so, it did get back down to 3. You aren't seeing really any major trends yet. 55% of the bets are on the Rams. 52% of the money is on the Rams. I think this one and the Patriots-Chiefs game, both of those spreads may not end up moving off that key number of 3 because the action is pretty evenly split on both sides.
And then you've also got the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, how much does coaching play into this? Because I look at the records and I understand why the Chiefs are giving away 3.5. I get it. But Andy Reid doesn't necessarily have the best postseason record. How can anybody bet against New England?
Well, the thing about New England is, you know, you're not just thinking about, you know, their opponent in Andy Reid. You're also thinking about, you know, how they've played outside of Foxborough. So, you know, Tom Brady hasn't, you know, they just haven't played many playoff games outside of Foxborough. Tom Brady actually hasn't won a road playoff game since 2007, primarily because he's barely played in any of them. But, you know, he's lost his last couple. And, you know, on the road in the playoffs, Brady is 3-4 against the spread. And then, you know, if you just count the Super Bowls as well, so like all games outside of Foxborough, he's 6-9 against the spread. So this is the time, if you want to bet against Brady, this would be the time to do it. And then you factor in that the Chiefs, they do have a major home field advantage in Arrowhead. You know, we saw them shut down a really prolific Colts offense last week. And just in general, the scoring has been way down. When the Chiefs play in Arrowhead, their defense has been a lot better. So you're not likely to see another Sony Michel eruption either. And that kind of makes the Pats a little bit more one-dimensional.
I'm going 35-27 Patriots.
Yeah, so the over-under in this game is actually probably the most fascinating talking point because it opened very high at 57, and then there were reports of, you know, that it's going to be below freezing and there's going to be just horrible weather, and so the over-under got set down, went all the way down to about 53, 53.5, and then, you know, as the forecast improved, all of a sudden it starts getting bet back up again. So now it's here at 55.5, and, you know, you're still seeing, you know, that there's more money toward the under, 63%, but it's starting to rebound after that kind of weather scare. So, you know, if you want to get that over-under and you think it's a high-scoring game, I would suggest probably jumping on that because it's probably going to continue to go up as the forecast kind of evens out.
Are there any prop bets for any of these AFC or NFC championship games?
Oh, yeah, there are many prop bets. You know, we've been actually hammering some all playoffs. Sean Corner of the Action Network, director of predictive analytics, he writes up the, you know, the players that are most likely to offer value on the most yardage prop. So, you know, he's nailed a few already in the postseason. He had Marlon Mack as his pick a couple weeks ago, and that hit Michael Thomas last week. So there are tons of props you could bet, and just individual player props on every conceivable stat. You know, like if you're into fantasy or something like that, you can kind of jump on, like, every player has a yardage prop, reception prop, and, you know, there's a ton of props for these games. It's really looking, and we have a tool on fantasylabs.com, a player prop tool that actually gives you you know, the best props of the day for every sport. It rates them 1 to 10, and the ones with a bet quality of 10 are hitting at over a 60% rate, so it's actually a really useful tool.
How much does the youth of Patrick Mahomes play into the mindset when you start talking about, you know, betting lines and such?
Well, Patrick Mahomes, I think that's really, you know, when you talk about Andy Reid and his playoff struggles, I mean, I think one of the reasons Andy Reid was so willing to, number one, trade up in the draft and draft Mahomes, but then also move on from Alex Smith after Alex Smith had a career year was because he knew that that's what he really needed to get to the next step. So I think Mahomes kind of changes everything for this Chiefs offense and for this team, really, because before they had a conservative quarterback, you know, they had a decent defense, but they didn't really, you know, like last year against, they lost a playoff game to the Titans of all teams, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, and that was because they built the lead, and in the second half, the offense just went cold. And that's happened over the course of Reed's career in Kansas City with Smith, and that's something that's very unlikely to happen with Mahomes. And so if you get in a kind of a shootout with Mahomes, you're still capable of winning the game. And if your defense plays well, like it tends to do it at Arrowhead, you're in control of the game. So I think it totally shifts everything around, and I pretty much throw out all the old Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs trend.
Chris, great stuff. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk again real soon as we get ready for the Super Bowl, okay?
All right, Bill. Take it easy on those death props.
You know what? They fascinate me, but I don't bet on them, so we'll leave it at that. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Chris Raybon, senior NFL analyst for the Action Network, co-host of I'll Take That Bet on ESPN, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.